Northwest Christian School Online provides online Christian education for any students, ranging from kindergarten to 10th grade. The tuition is fully covered through the state of Arizona's ESA program and is affordable for families out of state. You can count on NCS Online for a rigorous, proven online program that establishes a robust biblical worldview for all students. For more information, go to ncsonline.org. That's ncsonline.org.
You are listening to the 12 Days of Christmas, a special gift from Northwest Christian School to all of our families via Kingdom Culture Conversations, a podcast brought to you by Frameworks, a biblical worldview initiative of Northwest Christian.
Well, happy Sunday, friends. We are on the sixth day of Christmas, and we've heard some from amazing preachers and amazing churches. I love what's going on in our valley. I love what's happening with some of these churches. And this church is doing some amazing things in their community. We're going to hear from Axiom Church today.
Yeah, Axiom, down in the heart of old Peoria.
Old Peoria, like old school Peoria.
And they've got a coffee shop.
Driftwood
coffee shop, yep. that I got hooked onto from my son George, and yeah. You and I have had coffee there together.
We have.
Yeah, that's a great location. So
they're a presence in the community, just wanting to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Yep.
Our friend Adam Brooks, who's been on this podcast before, he goes to church.
Oh,
at
I
Axiom.
Forgot that. Yeah,
he goes to Axiom, and the pastor Gavin Linderman.
Yeah, and his message is what you're going to hear today is it's only 6 minutes, but I tell you, folks, this was so good. We had to give you just a little more than the normal 3, 4, 5 minutes because Gavin really brings it. His message is called Maranatha, which is that Hebrew phrase that says Christ come quickly. Maranatha is the tension of two realities. Mm. And folks, this is going to bless you today. So enjoy Pastor Gavin Linderman in a community, a church that is really making a difference in the community, Axiom Church.
Yeah.
Talked about this tension between. So last week we talked about this tension between two realities that we know that Christ has come, He's delivered us, and yet somehow we are still awaiting a deliverance of sorts. And today I want to talk specifically about waiting on God. What does it mean to wait on God? How is it that we are to wait on God? And immediately comes to mind the question of who are the patient ones? As you've read the scriptures and you've learned the stories growing up, who is it in the word that points to patience? What stories have you heard about patience? I think of Noah sitting on the boat, waiting. Faithful, obedient, and waiting. I think of Elijah. I think of Moses. How about all the barren mothers, the women of the old? What did they all have in common? They were waiting. Rebecca, Sarah, Hannah, Rachel, every one of them. Lord, give me a child. Faithfully waiting. What is Israel waiting and waiting and waiting on? A Messiah to come. As I think about it, I can't think of a story where waiting isn't somehow mixed in the meaning. Waiting isn't somehow embedded in what makes the thing the thing. Gives it significance, tangible life, because waiting dictates a dependency. Waiting forces us to be like clay in a potter's hand. Waiting challenges us to be children. Every good story required waiting. November 21st, 1943, Dietrich Bonhoeffer writes from Tegel Prison. He says, "A prison cell like this is a good analogy for Advent. One waits ultimately and hopes for the door. For the door which is locked on the inside and can only be opened from the outside." Dietrich was a German dissident opposing the Nazi regime by holding on to the Jesus story. He refused to give in to the culture of his day, to the gospel of his present surroundings, to the news of Hitler and his community. He said, "No, because I hold a story that refuses for me to live into that story. If I'm going to have a story with eternal significance, if I'm going to have a story with meaning, I am going to wait out for the truly redemptive story. I will not give in to these false ideas or pictures or half measures. I will hold out for the one who is to return." And living in that space, Dietrich has a story. That's why we know about him. One of the greatest contributors to the 20th century is this faithful, humble servant who's just unwilling to do otherwise. My question is, when do we stop waiting on God? What is it for you that causes you to move from the anticipation of God into the space of anxiousness, where you'll take anything short of God if it means something? When do you stop praying, "Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come"? Sometimes it seems as if years of service and faithfulness can amount to little, or as if our prayers are never heard. And yet, Advent is what we are called to live. Because there, like Dietrich, we learn not just that we are waiting, but that we ourselves are imprisoned and enslaved to a reality that can only be set free by the return of Jesus Christ. It's in the waiting that our awareness is activated to understand that we have a limitation as humans, that we cannot achieve this victory on our own. And as long as we are choosing to live in the "I'll take this and I'll take that" kind of world, the world of pleasures as God, not that pleasures are bad, it's just that when they take the seat of our hope and anticipation, we lose out immensely. We become, before God, as the psalmist describes it, as treacherous ones.
Northwest Christian School has made Biblical Worldview online courses available to all high school students for transcript credit, regardless of whether they attend public school, private school, charter school, or homeschool. Frameworks is an exciting new initiative utilizing the learning management system of Grand Canyon University. For more information, visit BibleClassesForPublicSchools.com.